back. WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. It is true. We are out on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour, all presented by our friends at the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with our friends at Window Nation and the Restaurant Association of Maryland and Goodwill. I have been out. I haven't gained weight yet. I had my first French fry on Tuesday in Hagerstown on the way back. John Martin now joins us. He is one of many, along with Lisa Rosiniak at Goodwill and our friends at Window Nation and Marshall Weston at the Restaurant Association of Maryland. And when I said, I want to do this crab cake tour, do you think we could do some sponsorship? I'm going to go from Oakland to Ocean City, from Cumberland to Cambridge, all over the state. John, I spent the whole week out in Western Maryland, from Rocky Gap out to Deep Creek Lake. I know you're the Maryland Lottery. I did go into West Virginia and have a little lunch. I did go up and visit with Coach Tomlin and go to up to Latrobe, because you need to know your enemy when you're a Ravens fan. And that's I felt like I was scouting that. But, man, what a beautiful state we have. And I know you drive from time to time to Lona Coning to give $700 million away like that. But this time of year, it's the perfect month to be driving around. And much like everything else, these things are everywhere. I saw them in Oakland the other day. So you guys have got, you got the whole state cleared.
We cover it like a blanket, Nestor. We do. Thank you very much for that. And you know what? Those French fries, those are empty calories. Don't waste your time on the French fries.
I had a spinach salad the other night. The lady at Nick's Airport Inn is what it's called. It's in Hagerstown, right at the foot of the air. Lovely restaurant, beautiful. And I had the spinach salad, and I told her how delicious it was. If spinach salad tastes this good every day, everywhere I went, I would get it every day. But sometimes the French fries take over. She's like, our French fries are good. So I've had a lot of crab cakes. I've had a lot of beer because we've done some breweries as well. I just would say for Maryland and for the state, I think it's a shame that more people, and I know you're not a native of here, but more people that are from here, from Baltimore, haven't been off the road on 50 or haven't been off the road on 68. I am guilty. I was 52 years old before I'd ever been to Deep Creek Lake. You know, I see it on the map. I see the snowstorms, all the weather patterns, the little skinny part out there. And I went out there and I'm like, how can I have waited all my life to do this? So I just think it's our state's more beautiful than I even realized it was. And I like talking about it now.
It is. And you're right. As a non-native, as a foreigner, it is a very, very lovely state. And we are fortunate enough to be in every corner of the state. We have over 4,400 retailers. And, you know, just anytime we run a promotion, we get people from every possible. I have to go to a map sometimes to find out where these cities are and places I've never heard. So, but people enjoy their lottery and they go to mdlottery.com to learn about all the promotions and fun events and new prizes and new products coming down the line.
You had a $10,000 winner this week in Williamsport, Maryland. And some people say, oh, Williamsport, that's where they play the Little League. My wife and I were watching Little League, literally. No, that's Pennsylvania. That's up where Messina is, up there in the hills, up towards Scranton. And the Williamsport, Maryland sits on the little tip out past Hagerstown. There's a town next to it called Luke. And the reason I know this is I went fly fishing in the lower northern Potomac run of a stream, caught a little rainbow trout. But these beautiful towns, these mill towns, certainly ski resorts, beautiful farming communities, rolling hills. So I'm appreciative the Maryland Lottery sponsors puts me out on the road to see things that I wouldn't see. We got winners. And more than that, the sports wagering side of this, I was at Rocky Gap, right? So there's a casino there. They are not involved in sports wagering. And I looked at it and I thought to myself, I started to scratch my head and said, why didn't they put sports wagering in there? I'm thinking, well, it's a little bit more of a destination place. I guess they did the numbers on it and thought maybe it wouldn't work. But I want to give a plug to Rocky Gap because that is as pretty a resort as anywhere I've ever been. And I never really knew about it. And we spent the night there Saturday night. We had a beautiful, beautiful time. And I know you guys are involved in all of these different things going on, from casinos and gaming and all of this. There are just a lot of beautiful places you could stop along the side of the road in Maryland.
And certainly Rocky Gap is one of them. And every time I drive by, I look at that golf course and I say, you know, I'd love to just play golf there. And then I realize I don't play golf well. I don't think they'd let me on the course. Maybe to caddy, but I don't think they'd want me and my clubs hacking away at their lovely course. But you know, one of the fun promotions we have, and I know you know about it, is the Homer and Rich's Bases Loaded program with the Orioles. And how about them O's, huh?
We'll get to everywhere that I went over the weekend. Every sports bar I went in, every restaurant I went in, the Orioles were on. So the Orioles were playing, and they were playing the Pirates over the weekend. Oh, yeah. So sort of halfway, right? So you're in Frederick, you're in Hagerstown, you're in Cumberland, out that way. They sort of share. I saw more Steelers, more peas on hats than I did even Commanders or Orioles or Ray. I saw a lot of Raven stuff out west. But the Orioles and their prosperity this week, this month, I would think it's changed your promotion a whole lot too, right? More people are aware of it. More people are engaged in the Orioles right now because they're good. It's fun. It's a lot of
fun. Well, absolutely. And talk about prosperity. A Paul Pritchett of Waldorf, Maryland, enjoyed the prosperity on Monday night, the game against the Toronto Blue Jays, when the O's hit four home runs that paid off not only the $500 he had for being selected contestant of the game, but $500 for every O's home run. He walked away with $2,500 on Monday night.
Hold on, there were four home runs. I did the math. So you get $500 for playing and then $500 a home run. Okay, I'm just doing the new math on that. Make sure it wasn't $2,000.
Keep your shoes and socks on, Nestor. Right. We don't need to go through all the...
Four plus one is five. I got it.
There you go. But yeah, I mean, that's the kind of fun people have and getting involved with that. So the fast play ticket, Homer and Richards, bases loaded, is a rolling jackpot. We're up nearly to $50,000 on that. So
there's going to be a home run soon and somebody's going to like get a real jackpot, not $2,500, like something that's going to put an addition on their house.
The ticket, the top prize on the ticket, that has nothing to do with the home runs. The home runs is $500, but if someone has the top prize on the ticket, it'll be right, whatever that jackpot is. It was well over $100,000 when it was just hit a couple weeks ago. So yes, people think big when they're playing not only home run riches, bases loaded, but jackpot games, multi-matches now up over $2 million. On its slow, methodical run. You remember we had a big climb last year, $5 million plus multi-match jackpot. And of course, the big news, I missed it. I was out. Rumors that I was actually holding the winning ticket are unfounded.
Ineligible. But, I read all the terms.
Yep. DQ'd on that one. So, how about that? Right. $1.3 billion. And of course the frenzy and enthusiasm, but all then the other tier prizes that come out of that. So people who are buying Mega Millions tickets, for instance, here's a gentleman who, bought his Mega Million tickets for that final drawing on July 29th, thought maybe he needed another one. So went back, bam, $20,000 win on that second ticket that he bought. So, you know, you have some fun. You play within your means. You play responsibly. And sometimes the lottery gods smile favorably upon you.
You know, 2 weeks ago, you were telling me that your digital, the little displays in the liquor stores and different places didn't have a B on it. They were only set up for 999 million, three digits. I did take a picture of me at the Royal Farms at Providence Road where it was 1.1. It said on it, and it was like an hour before the drawing. And my wife and I went in literally to get the Chicken Palooza, get a $6 box. And my wife says, "Pick up some tickets." It's like, "I'm ineligible. I can't." I said, "You have to go in there." And she bought them. And then she wound up doing what people do: checks the news, found that we didn't win. I don't know that she's even like, she's got the app on her phone and she likes to brag about. She's like, I don't know that she's really checked them. But we were in Oakland the other day, and I saw the other jackpot, Mega Millions, got up like over $100 million as well and got hit. We always see your displays in the window. We can look up and see when it's $20 million. We're like, oh, somebody hit it. Maybe it was us, you know, man, I don't know. But that's always the obvious thing. But you guys rolling out new things too. Like you're going to have a Ravens thing in a couple of weeks, right? We're getting into Ravens season. We have a preseason. I always see you guys. That's the fun part of the games, is watching regular people like me actually go down on the field, try to throw a football.
Yeah, coming up in a couple of weeks, we'll introduce our new $5 and $2 Ravens scratch-off tickets for the season. But we will be at the preseason games. We will be Thursday at the Ravens-Titans game, and always stop by, spend some time with our friends Doug Lloyd and Roz Lane and some of the other folks that you know and love from this experience. So we'll be there, and then of course, then in a couple of weeks after that, the Commanders and the Ravens. So we've got a couple preseason games here in the month of August. Stop by Ravens Walk, spin the wheel, come talk to us and enjoy the game.
They used to call that the Governor's Cup. Right?
Right. Yes, right. Right.
It was kind of like when the Browns play the Bengals, but they play twice a year for real. Yeah. I went to Steelers camp in Latrobe the other day. You know, I know it's a Maryland crab cake tour, but I had, you know, I have to go scout a little bit. I was all the way out there. It was my bucket list thing to go do that. But sports is, you know, this is where all of this is heading in a couple of weeks for our state for the very first time. I want you to talk a little bit about not just the fact that I was a Rocky Gap, they don't not have sports wagering there, but I know Bingo World's coming online. We've got the other places. People are now, for the first time ever, as football starts this week in preseason, they're going to be able to play more than fantasy football, more than rotisserie football, that they're actually going to be have a Vegas experience, as I always say. This is the first year. This is real. We got to talking about this last year. We're trying to get all of these structures in place so people could bet on football in postseason last year. But this is going to start the year. You get futures, man. You get, if you like the Ravens to win the Super Bowl, there are several places right here in the state you can get you can make a wager on that right now.
You could go right down there today to any one of the six retail brick and mortar locations that are open now for Maryland sports wagering. That's, of course, the five casinos we've been talking about since December of 2021. And on August 1st, just a few short days ago, we welcomed Bingo World in Anne Arundel County into the sports wagering fraternity. So we have six locations. Coming down the line yet to come will be Long Shots in Frederick. They hopefully will open up here probably soon after the kickoff of the season, but optimistic that it'll be up and running not too much longer. Still working with our friends down on the Potomac River at Riverboat, getting them up and running and doing what we can to get some of these other venues up to speed so they can begin to enjoy the benefits of sports wagering and give people more opportunities to visit and place their bets.
People love football. I mean, they really do. Just driving around the state and seeing different hats that, you know, everybody likes to wear their Browns hat or their Steelers hat or their Commanders hat. I was with the mayor of Hagerstown. She considers herself a Commanders fan, a lifer. So even in Hagerstown, there's this split, you know, thing that you're into. But I do think the sports wagering side of this, and for folks that have maybe gone out to Vegas once or placed a bet and seen some exotic things, I think that between now and the start of the season, if you're around Arundel Mills or down at Horton, wherever you are, that you would say, yeah, you know, I like the Ravens, that there's a different way of thinking about it this season than there's ever been. Like, I've been doing sports radio 31 years. We did picks on Fridays, point spreads. I had Swami around here for years talking about wagering and whatnot. But this is the first time it's been live. And it's a little bit of a pinch me moment to talk about it in season, because for years we didn't talk about it in those terms. And I think it's going to change the conversation in the state for Ravens fans and for Commanders fans, I think.
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt. And again, if you remember last year, and I do, and most of your listeners do as well, we try to get things up and running. We did in December, but we were right into the playoffs and the ramp up of the playoffs. And of course the disappointment of not being in that, I think, yeah, it was okay, but it just kind of happened. Here, you're right. You've got the full expectation of being ready on day one. And that week to week and following the team and having that those local fandoms out there is really going to be exciting. It's going to be very, very different. And I still hear it. Mobile wagering is still not yet available, but we're working as quickly and diligently as we can to make that happen.
All right. Listen, next week, I want to move our appointment from the day we usually do it, because I'm going to be at Mako. We're going to be down in Ocean City next weekend talking about things. I'm setting up next Friday. Ben Cardin's going to be stopping by. Heather Mazur's stopping by. I'm trying to talk Governor Larry Hogan into stopping by because we had a little snafu on the scheduling. We're going to be down there doing. Give me a little rollout for when we go down there. What are you doing down there? Because I'll be down there asking people. I may have you on the show next week. I'm going to be in commute on Wednesday morning. It's a convention of everybody from the state coming together. It's going to make the show great next week. We're going to have a lot of great guests next weekend in Ocean City.
Well, good. Yeah, absolutely. Have your people call my people and maybe we can coordinate.
I'm set up Friday from noon to two. So there are from 10 to two. So I'll be there all day on Friday. It is a gathering, and I'll be talking about it next week, but it's a gathering for folks like you that literally the state sanctions lots and lots of things. It's a convention bringing everybody together. I think it's wonderful to see the head of tourism from Dorchester County next to the person from Garrett County. And they're both talking to me about crab cakes. It's kind of good.
Yeah, and it's ideal for you because, again, you're painting a picture from one end of the state to the other, as it is for us. I am not a political beast. You know, those kinds of things really make me a little, but I enjoy it. You meet a lot of great people, a lot of people who are supporting various causes and constituencies. It'll be very interesting to me, especially with the political climate being what it is, and then the election right around the corner, what level that adds to the conversation and the discussion. But no, looking forward to it. You know, I'll sit in a couple meetings. Some obligations we'll have. We're announcing our year-end financial results, so that's always a big time. Carol Gentry, our communications director, and I will be probably entertaining a number of people with interviews and request information to tell more about our great fiscal year 22 year end. A little,
it's got to be growing, right? Because you're adding things, right? Sports wager. Oh. Just it's growing the pie for the tax base for the state. I mean, at the heart, we play the games. It's gambling. It is what, I mean, it's all of that. Do it responsibly. But in the end, this does go back and pay teachers and pay firefighters and pay, like, that. This money does pull back in a way that I always say to you, my dad would say, on the up and up. You know, we're now wagering on sports on the up and up here on the state, so that it's not happening in a back alley and playing card stuff that you saw on Guys and Dolls 50 years ago, that this money does have a purpose. And that's probably beyond all of this, the good, the bad, and the ugly of wagering and this and that, that the money is being used appropriately. And that's why you're here, right?
We're still doing the final tally on things. But I can tell you now, spoiler alert, that we will hit all-time records in sales and contributions to good causes. You know, the primary beneficiary on the lottery side is the Maryland General Fund, and that goes to public health, public safety, the environment, education. The primary beneficiary on the casino side is the Education Trust Fund. The sports wagering side's primary beneficiary is Maryland's Blueprint for Future Fund. So, you know, it's a lot that goes on. People don't appreciate all the different aspects of that. Various set-asides for local impact grants, the horse racing industry, responsible gaming funding. So,
you know, all of these, by the way, you say these things, you're like, I'm not a political creature. All of these things were fought about down in Annapolis. Oh. With a right side, a left side, a red hat, a blue hat, all through the course of the last 50 years. I mean, I've been on the radio 31 years. To think it was verboten to think you would ever walk into Laurel and place a sports bet. We fought about it, talked about it for 20 years. Back when Joe DeFrancis and Karen and their father, Frank, was, you know, all of this. How are we going to take horse racing and legitimize these little white cards that my dad was bringing home from Bethlehem Steel, where it's 4 points for 10, you know, like all of that. How can we make this on the up and up and make sure that we're benefiting people, benefiting the state, benefiting everyone? And I, you know, I would just say this, not, I get arguments for and against wagering and lottery and this and that, but it exists. And if it's same thing with, I'm going to breweries. You couldn't visit breweries 20 years ago, right? So all of these things, but there's a tax base. There's a want. I saw beautiful things of brewery families, people outside, these lovely, like just things that you never would have thought of 25 years ago. But the tax base and the fact that building roads, keeping firefighters, schools, all of that, that at the heart of all of this, and that's what I'm going to take out of Mako, is he's bringing these people together for better or worse. We've gotten together, we fought it out, and now the result is more money. To your point, you're raising more money, but this should help our roads. This should help our schools.
Absolutely does. And the final thing I'll leave you with is really more of a personal issue. You know, I'll be talking to people from all over states, some of it radio, some of it TV. So what do you think? I've got this look, or hang on.
You got a funny hat.
This look.
You look more professorial there.
Is
you
that
look
a good
heavier
thing?
There. It's a heavier look for you.
So this is a good thing. You think this? Instead of
the, I like that. No. Go with what you got. The other one's a little more professorial, man. This you're more accessible in these glasses.
So I'm a man of the people here.
Yes,
is that what you're saying?
Because they're more like my glasses. See,
and here you're saying there's some distance between.
You look smarter. You know, well, you look smarter in those. You look more like a teacher in those. I'll give you that.
All right. Well, maybe I'll.
You asked my honest opinion, John. I mean, come on.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Is Jen still there?
There's nothing wrong with your original glasses.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
And we're also vain. Maryland Lottery presents our Maryland Crab Cake Tour. He will not be that vain when he joins me for a crab cake in Ocean City next week. I got the Show Me $10,000 ticket. I have a handful of these left. We're going to be at LP Steamers on Thursday in downtown Baltimore. We are going to be at Mako next week in Ocean City, but we're also the following week at Liberatore's in Eldersburg on Wednesday, and then on Friday up at Rock Salt Grill in Westminster. Still a lot of conversation, a lot to do. We got sports wagering happening. I'm going to be down at casinos before it's all over with football season, starting on 9/11. John Martin is the director of all things Maryland Lottery and gaming, and making sure that things are being done on the up and up. And your big news is next week then, right? That's when we announce earnings.
We will announce next week our fiscal year end results, and have some news, I'm sure, on the sports wagering front. So yeah, lots of things happening next week, as well as Mako.
And Raven scratch offs coming in a couple weeks too. I'll be telling you all about purple. John Martin, you can find him anytime, anywhere at mdlottery.com. I love the front face of the leadership of the Maryland Lottery, and we really appreciate you sending us out on the road along with our friends at Goodwill of Window Nation and the Restaurant Association of Maryland. We're having fun from Oakland, Ocean City, from Cambridge to Cumberland, and then a stop at Mako next week. I'll see you then at the beach, John. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Nestor.
John Martin, the Maryland Lottery is presented to us for all things 31 crab cakes in 31 days and 31 breweries. I'm already ahead of the game. I'm already 4 breweries and 2 crab cakes ahead. So I might be 40 and 38 by the time it's all over with. Stick around and find out more. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Baltimore, positive.